Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40 preview of the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. When you go to CamelliaBowl.com, you are greeted with some bold promises. Notably, history happens here. Why? Because this game takes place in Montgomery, Alabama. And what history are we talking about? Well, to the right of that phrase, you see Appalachian State hoisting the Camellia Bowl trophy thing, whatever it is. And to the left, you see Rosa Parks. Yep. Two things of
equal... What's her 40 time?
Two things of equal importance to a divided nation. Two things that I'm confident... God, just the imagery here is fucking wonderful.
I was really hoping that after we get the first Camellia Bowl out of the way, they would actually just shift over to the history happens here thing as history of previous Camellia Bowls and leave it as just an uncomfortable illusion for the rest of us to get past. But no, we're still going with this.
Yeah, it's odd because it's not like there are other places you go and you're like, ah, so much. Like if you go to Rome, you're like, I'm going to go to the Colosseum or to the Vatican or whatever. And I'm going, oh, look, it's the Sistine Chapel. That's fucking history or whatever. Or you go to Massachusetts. And holy shit, it's the Old North Church. Montgomery, all the history is like, wow, this was all deeply shitty. All of this was incredibly painful and bad. Everything that there's not, it's not like, oh, yeah, Rosa Parks. You remember that time that she invented the kaleidoscope? Fucking no. Just dealt with some horrible shit. And I guess props to you for embracing it. On the other hand, sure, it's a fucking bowl game. History is being made. We're changing lives as we speak. Racism is dead. Mitsu is playing Arkansas State in this game. I don't have any particular feelings about this. I wouldn't be surprised if we end this podcast pretty shortly, but Jason, if you have shit to say, please go on.
Yeah, Holly, Football Scoop is reporting that Pruitt's preference for offensive coordinator would be Dan Enos.
God,
are you fucking kidding me?
God, we didn't even barely get out. What are you doing?
What it says.
I've been thinking a lot about killing myself.
Spencer could use the company.
No, that's true. I can't give him the satisfaction.
The Shutdown Fullcast history happens here. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait. You can... Hold on. I found the worst thing you can get somebody for the holiday season. Are you ready?
Dan Enos? Yeah, you told me already.
It's... No. It's a Camellia Bowl merchandise store gift certificate.
Can I get a hoop skirt?
Hi! I couldn't decide which of the 8 things they sell at the Camellia Bowl store to get you, so I got you a gift certificate. So you can go to CamelliaBowl.shop and buy something your fucking self. I'm your worst child.
It's like I didn't know how many Camellia Bowl mugs you wanted. So now you can, it's like a subscription plan. You can get the 2018 Camellia Bowl shirt, the 2019 Camellia Bowl shirt, because surely they'll keep doing this event into the future that, you know, surely the ESPN events model will last a long time.
I have often thought that bowl games really need to step up their merch game because you can buy these things from Party City for $1 for $12 and slap a sticker on them, and people will buy this. But what I would really love, what I've long wished for, is for each globe or each bowl to put out a snow globe every year because it all happens in winter. And, like, you know, you can do this up your own way. The Outback Bowl starring our internet's own favorite son, Ryan Nanny, could have little tiny coconut shrimps floating around in there. Instead of snowflakes, or at the Camellia Bowl, for example, you could have a little bronze figurine of Rosa Parks driving a bus over the top of the people who keep invoking and equating her legacy with the fucking Camellia Bowl. Would be another great scene for a snow globe that I would purchase.
The Camellia Bowl. It's fine. Everything's fine.
History happens here, and now history is you.
Oh, the other team in this game is Middle Tennessee.
Tony Franklin's still there.
You know, can't say I know for sure.
It sure isn't showing up in their point totals.